White. Sunnyside, Kurrumbong, New South Wales, Australia. August 11, 1898. Dear son Willie White, I send you some more writings this morning. I cannot write any after the early morning hours, commencing at 2:30 and 3 o'clock a.m. I have not been able to work after this time. My head and my whole system seems enfeebled, but I am not the least bit discouraged. If my work is about to close up, I have naught to say. I want, however, to live by the day as though every day was my last. I cannot and should not worry about myself. I am not my own. This morning I awoke at 2 o'clock and dressed, and then I commenced my writing. I have written 8 pages and shall not try to get it off by this morning's mail. It is too much for Minnie to do. I am not depressed in mind, although I do feel a deep, longing earnestness that the people of God should understand that the angels of God are holding the four winds for the work of God to be completed. We have no time now to lose, and when we have a larger faith, we shall certainly see a much larger work accomplished. But as the fields are all white for the harvest, we need now, just now, a stronger hold upon the divine arm. There is such a thing as great prudence that means great hindrance because of unbelief. It is that living, working faith we need that shall take God at His word. Faith may appear like presumption, but the word of God will be verified. His declaration is yea and amen. The people of God who have so great light and truth and evidence are not as advanced as they should be. We cannot afford to lift up our souls in self-sufficiency. Neither can we afford to be behind and sluggish because the leaven of unbelief has found its place in our hearts. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into His rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Hebrews 4, verse 1, 2. We must have greater faith, for without faith it is impossible to please God. There is not a church among those who claim to believe the truth that has receptive faith in the prayer of Christ, which He offered in behalf of His disciples and all those who believe in the Word. There is, in spirit and action, a working away from that prayer to do the opposite of that prayer. Then these things that are done contrary to the will of God, in want of love one for the other, place those who claim to be Christ's followers where He cannot bless them. His name cannot be glorified while they do not those things He has positively enjoined upon them. We should have far less faith in ourselves when we are so careless in obeying the prayer of Christ and making every effort to cherish love and faith in one another. And yet that love will lead to faithful dealing with one another. We cannot say to the evildoer, "It shall be well with you." We cannot encourage any evil work. Our Savior said to the caviling Pharisees, "Have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth?" Thus I say to those who would cast reflection upon me because I bear to them the message that God has given me to bear. I love their souls, and when individual cases have been presented before me who do not understand what spirit they are of because I present these things to them, will they charge back upon me as one who is fault-finding? I bring to them their dangers, as one whom the Lord bids to watch for souls as they that must give an account. But this is the very work some who claim to be Sabbath keepers would charge upon me. I simply lay this charge back upon those who are self-deceived. I know whereof I speak. But the word of the Lord Jesus is, We are to cultivate love for one another. But my time is now, while I live, to be faithful and true. I wish I could say a little more, but I must break off abruptly. We'll send a letter today which must go in the mail, and still put another in the mail tonight. Can write only a little at a time, and if my mind is not tired, we'll send more. All are as well as usual. Mother.